Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On this Tuesday, we look back on what Keith Butler had to say yesterday because he joined the PM team. The PM team with Aditi, as she joins them every Monday afternoon for an entire hour. And Keith Butler checked in for about 20 minutes or so yesterday. They talked to him about his decision to retire, why now, why the defense struggled at times this year. He repeated the reminder that, hey, there was no Stephon Tuitt, there was no Tyson Alualu. That does not help the run game. He told him what he thinks is next at defensive coordinator, probably Terrell Austin. But the most interesting part was when he was asked about not calling the defensive signals on defense and Mike Tomlin handling that duty.
As much as I'd like to daggum been more involved in calling defenses and stuff than I was, I still wanted to do what was best for the team, what was best for our defense, what was best for our guys in terms of trying to learn the defense and teach the defense and trying to get it down. We had a lot to do with the game plan and stuff like that, but you know, Mike is the head coach, and Mike can do what he wants to, and he should be able to do what he wants to as the head coach. Mm-hmm. The last year of Dick LeBeau, a couple of years of Dick LeBeau, Mike was calling defenses there too. I mean, so it's something that he wanted to do. It's something he had done already at Minnesota, you know, so he wanted to do that here. And, you know, he's the head coach. He should be able to do what he wants to do. I never, you know, obviously he knew how I felt about it. And, but, you know, he's going to do what he thinks is best to win football games. And that's what he thought was best.
Now, when he says, look, I don't think there's a whole lot of malice or intent to throw a grenade here. I don't.
No.
I think this is an honest man answering questions, honestly. But when he does say, he knew how I felt about it. I think that Keith Butler is savvy enough to say, I know, and it was a great interview with the PM team, and I encourage you to go back and listen to it. But I do think that he picked up on what the town thinks about him, and I do think that he picked up on what people thought about him towards the end. And he was savvy enough to tell those guys, I know that a lot of Pittsburgh might think I'm some country bumpkin or some backwood boob or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to know that I wanted to call the plays. Like, I think he was savvy enough to do that in that interview. Say, hey, just so you know, I'm not just some good old boy that doesn't know what the hell I'm doing and says dadgum all the time. I'm a smart defensive guy, and I wasn't given the opportunity to do all that I knew I could. And just so you also know, let's try to clear this up a little bit about Dick LeBeau towards the end.
That's like, the part that jumped out to me.
I think he's smart enough to do that. And That's what jumps out at me, those two things. And the third is, I don't think there's any question anymore that Mike Tomlin's a control freak.
No, that can't be questioned anymore. When you tell Dick LeBeau, and look, I'm just going by Keith Butler's comments, right? He said, for the last couple of years of Dick LeBeau's time as defensive coordinator, Mike Tomlin took over the defensive play calling, signal calling, whatever you want to call it, on that side of the ball. So that would be 2013 and 2014, Dick LeBeau's final 2 years. You know what the Pittsburgh Steelers defense was in 2012 that would have led into that? Best in the league. Now, they didn't go to the playoffs.
Right.
They ended up 8-8. But they were first in the league against the pass, second in the league against the run in 2012. And then Mike Tomlin went to Dick LeBeau, of all people, and said, hey, I'm calling the defenses now, okay? And a couple years later, Dick LeBeau retires before heading down to Tennessee. And the defense immediately fell to 13th in the league, and then 18th in the league, and finally 21st in the league in what was Keith Butler's first year as defensive coordinator, which I would imagine would have had even more Mike Tomlin influence on it. So what I'm left to deduce is, and I said this yesterday, but this just sheds even more light on it, and I think it's the case. Mike Tomlin, the head coach, needs to be told to fire Mike Tomlin, the defensive coordinator, and let the defensive coordinator be the defensive coordinator. Be the CEO. Yeah, I get it. You've been involved in the game for years. You coached in Tampa, won a Super Bowl as an assistant there. We know what you did with the Vikings as a defensive coordinator before that. We know you've coached some great defenses here in Pittsburgh as well. Nobody's questioning your acumen as a coach. What I'm questioning now is if you're not getting in the way of your other assistants.
Yeah, and the dynamic that's at play here, you know, people could say all they want, and Luck and Ford did it again this week. The national look at the Pittsburgh Steelers is, well, I look at him right like Belichick. Well, okay, that's great, and you can have a difference of opinion. My opinion is they don't win playoff games, and the defense, I'm sorry. There's a lot of things that can happen that haven't happened here. And I think that the Steelers are living off of some glory from the past. And now that we have validation from Mike Tomlin, one of Mike Tomlin's closest coaching confidants, a guy that's been with him since Arkansas State, a guy that's a friend of his, I'm guessing, that on his way out the door, he didn't flame it, he didn't throw grenades or whatever, but he answered questions honestly, and he goes, man, just so you guys know, like, that ain't me. And he almost served to distance himself from the play calling. That says a ton, because you know, I go back to this with Keith Butler. Whenever the phone rang from Donnie Football or whomever, or Andrew, however they arranged, or Aditi, however they arranged that interview, he could have said, you know what, it's still fresh, I really don't want to go down that road. That was one option. The other one was, okay, you know what, that's fine, but what do you guys want to talk about? Okay. The third was, once that question was asked, and he agreed to the interview and he was on the line, the third option could have been, well, you know, it's a collaborative effort, and he could have kind of taken one for the team. His honesty speaks volumes. Volumes about, and again, it's not a guy that was just here a year, and it wasn't a guy that was just here that doesn't have, he is decades coached with a guy that you could take a statement and listen to it and go, man, he just kind of told, just said that he wanted nothing to do with what that guy was doing. Play calling wise.
Yeah, and it's, again, the control freak aspect of it from Mike Tomlin. It makes you wonder, even if they, and I know we talked about this briefly yesterday, even if they promote Terrell Austin, even if they are able to hire somebody from the outside, if that ends up being their prerogative, what is this next defensive coordinator really going to do? Especially on game day. And we come back around also to the question of Mike Tomlin's handling of game day duties, right? The challenges, the timeouts, the decisions on fourth down, all that stuff that we talked about earlier this year can be distracted by, well, you're calling every single defensive play call or every, you know, there's a lot going into this that needs to have a good, long, hard look at it from somebody named Rooney and say, hey, is this really how we want to move forward? Because Mike, we love you, but we think you may need to take a step back from that, those play-calling duties on game day.
One thing that people are pointing out, though, and this is a very astute point, I think, from people, is if Mike Tomlin's making all the play calls, they watch him on the sideline, when is he doing it? Because his mouth seemingly never moves. Now, the camera cutaways only really get him at times in between plays or at times whenever, just sporadically. So yeah. I'm not necessarily buying that, but people are saying, look, I watched the television I don't see him. I understand that.
Yeah.
But maybe he has, you know, philosophies that are into the booth that are like, here's our play card, and we're doing this, 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 and this.
Well, and defensive play calls, as far as I know, are a whole lot shorter than
offensive play calls.
It's not Z-right, 638, right. Y-toss, crackback. No, it's, you know, it's like four words, basically.
Whenever they said they would have Dick LeBeau on yesterday, okay, let's play this game real quick. So Pony tweets it out, and again, awesome get by those guys. Fabulous interview, and they handled it absolutely spot on perfect, I thought. Whenever he tweeted out, hey, we got a big guest, and it was like 1:30 or 2 o'clock or something, listen, and it's Dick LeBeau. Or excuse me, it's Keith Butler. What did you think would be said in that interview? Did you think what was said would have been said? Because I did not have that on my dance card.
I mean,
that he would confirm it.
See, I figured he would confirm it in a very respectful way like he did. Again, the thing that caught me by surprise was the hearkening back to LeBeau's final couple years and saying, no, Mike's been calling plays since, you know, really since back since, you know, Dick's last couple years here. That's the part that, like, what? Really? That part shocked me, to be quite honest.
This opens the door for me to wonder about LeBeau, about Arians, about Munchak, about all the coaches that were here at one time and are not here anymore.
And didn't get, quote unquote, didn't get terminated or fired or released.
Right.
It was, no, he decided to retire.
Right. I mean, there's a lot here now. You know what it also opens the door for me, too? If Keith Butler, who doesn't say boo in terms of making a headline, feels like, okay, I can open it up and unwind a little bit, wait till Ben gets his for him in post-retirement. Ben is just going to start, I mean, it's going to be, if he feels empowered to want to start pointing some fingers and saying some things, it might be on.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see when and if he speaks in any kind of, I guess, one-on-one setting. Understanding Butler yesterday was one-on-three, but you get my drift.
Right.
You know, not a press conference setting. And he's asked about Matt Canada. Like, what kind of answer we get then? That will be enlightening.
He's going to have the opportunity. It's just a matter of him taking it. He may just do it on his own platform.
Yeah. We continue to talk about the
Ben
Steelers.
Might interview Ben. Could happen on Ben Network.
Brought to you by Ben.
Yes.
You can call us. You can text us. Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line is 412-928-9370. And they remind you to text responsibly. Maybe getting a little bit of a later start on your day because maybe there were kids who didn't get out on time. 2-hour delays in a lot of places. Take it easy. The roads were slippy when we were on our way in, and don't know how much they've been cleared in some spots. So, again, just take it easy. Hear what one aging veteran quarterback had to say about his future in just a moment. But speaking of the fan text line and hotline, Anthony in Oakland joins us on the Fan Morning Show. Morning, Anthony.
You know, fellas, In my old life, I was a union rep, and I used to have
I've not heard that.
I hadn't heard that before. No.
I used to have to look at a lot of data.
Sure.
Okay, comparative data. And if I'm Art Rooney, I'm looking at the data. And the data says since 2012, the Steelers defense has not been as dominant. And the only correlation I can see is that, Mike, you've been calling the plays. So, for the betterment of this team, you know, I know the league, the people in the media like to talk about how the Steelers have led the league in sacks, but no one can look at this defense and say it's as dominant as it used to be. And with the 38-year-old quarterback retiring, Mike Tomlin's going to have a lot to do, and it's time to bring in some fresh eyes and ears, and that's what he's going to do. And if I'm Mr. Rooney, who has investors now too. He just, you know, remember, he's not just listening to his brothers or his father anymore. And what you have here is a stale organization, period. And if Mike wants to expand his legacy, then he whack west that and allow someone else to come in and run a defense while he...
Listen, Anthony, though. There's this big thing. You've heard of it, right? And I'm sure you're on my same wavelength, or at least you may be. There's pride. There's too much of that. He's in charge. He's the guy. And why yield any of that power if no one's making you yield that power, Anthony?
Well, here's why. And here's, we're back to data again. I say to we're going to play role play. I'm going to be Art Rooney III. I'm going to say, Mike, your last four playoff games, three of those games your defense gave up 40. And then the last AFC.
I agree with you, but what danger is he in? What danger is he in from a vocation standpoint and an employment standpoint in Pittsburgh? That's me and you talking. We're fine to talk that, and we talk that talk. But inside that building, who says that to him?
Art Rooney and investors are saying it.
They
are? The scuttlebutt's been out there for a while. Yes, the scuttlebutt from investors have been on Tomlin, and they've been leaking to the media for a while. So it's not, I mean, it's time that he faces. Now, look, I know about the Rooney Rule. I know he's the last man standing, but you can't hold up your organization for that. If he will not acquiesce, then he'll have to go. It's just that simple. Because this is a result league, and the results right now, looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers, has not been very good, period.
Yeah, you can't argue with the data and the facts, Anthony, and I agree with you. Thanks for the call, man.
But Samuel Gompers, he got to work. He's
I never had never heard Anthony that. Mention that before. That
interesting.
He was involved
took
in
a different tack.
Union work yes. early in
he
his
is
life.
A very good caller, though. He's a very
he's the
good
best.
Sports talk caller and a political talk caller when he's on the
I'm
AM.
Serious. He's the best. He's the best recurring caller we have.
I would agree with you. I would on this cluster of stations, on here and on AM.
Yeah.
I agree with that. He makes very good points and has them laid out.
He's right about the data, though.
Well, then, here's the thing. If he is right about investors being unhappy with Tomlin,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know how right he is about that, somebody then needs to – then why are they afraid of him? Like, if that is true, then go ahead and speak it. Then speak it.
Well,
you don't need to put it out through intermediaries or back channels or be secretive about it. You're the richest guy in the room.
Well, I think if you're a silent partner in the Pittsburgh Steelers, though – or a minority partner
well,
in the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, if you're a minority partner, you're just stealing McBeam with a couple bucks.
Right. You're counted on to remain a silent minority partner, right? If you're Art Rooney, you go with the old tried and true Steelers tradition of, well, we handle things in-house. This is a family. And that's the way they'll do it. So we don't know how dissatisfied he may be, other than when he walks out in the middle of January every year and says, our run game needs to be
better.
Well,
I'll tell you when they're dissatisfied is when you see reports like you saw yesterday that the attendance is down, local television's down. They're still making oodles in most of their money from the national stuff, but they aren't making as much money from that stadium as they should be. That's when the reality hits. And there's a direct correlation with winning and how much money you're making, and that's how the NFL is built.
Yeah, I wonder again about that number that we see in relation to the Steelers and Heinz Field being butts in seats and not necessarily tickets sold. Like, we still have
I don't wonder about it at all, because I'm comparing it to 2 and 3 years ago with the same number.
Right, but we're talking about level of interest, right? When we talk about the number of people who actually walk through the turnstiles. When we talk about money made, the tickets are still being sold. People just aren't using them.
Right, but there's more money. There's the people that aren't using them, though, aren't spending concessions.
No, I get that. Parking, all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that. Yeah.
Less people there is not a good thing.
No,
it can't be spun as a good thing. I'm not saying by you, but by anybody from the Steelers or anybody that's trying to say, well, it's tickets sold. It's not this. If you see fewer people than 2, 3, 4 years ago by 4,000, there's no way that's a positive.
And moreover, to go back to the data that Anthony in Oakland cited, It's evident that – now, look, the 4 years previous to this season, the defensive metrics were good. They were top six each of the last 4 years. Previous to this season we know how poor they were on defense, 32nd in the league against the run, 24th overall. So that part is definitely – you want to point at those numbers, you can point at those numbers, absolutely. Grab yourself a Dunkin', get going today. Whether it's one of those new winter blends, hot or cold, whatever it is, it's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Get one of those winter blends for just $2 right now at participating locations. By the way, Tom Brady asked about his future yesterday.
Biggest difference now that I'm older is I have kids now too, you know, and I care about them a lot as well. And, you know, they've been my biggest supporters. My wife is my biggest supporter. You know, it pains her to see me get hit out there. And, you know, she deserves what she needs from me as a husband. And my kids deserve what they need from me as a dad. And, you know, I'm going to spend some time with them and give them what they need, because they've really been giving me what I need the last 6 months to do what I love to do. And, you know, I said this a few years ago, it's what relationships are all about. It's not always what I want. It's what we want as a family. And, you know, I'm going to spend a lot of time with them and then, you know, figure out in the future, what's next?
I think he comes back.
Yes, I don't think he's ready to be done. You know, although he's never talked like this before, which is odd. He's never
this
even
this much about family and
no,
all
just
that.
Alluded to. I don't like this. Felt like a Ben end of season situation. Let me get with my family, see where we are. We're going year to year.
Right.
He's just always said like it's never really been broached.
As some people have pointed out, the final episode, he's got that series on ESPN Plus.
Okay.
What's it called again? Man in the Arena.
Mm-hmm.
And the 10th and final episode of this season is not due to be released until a little bit later this spring, like
setting
March sometime. And it could be setting things up to he makes his announcement in that final episode and sort of sets the stage for one final ride, right? Like, gets to do the rounds and be honored at every single stop along the way and knows that next year will be his final year. He always struck me as a guy that would make it look spontaneous, like be up on the stage at the end of a Super Bowl holding the Lombardi trophy and say, you know, Terry Bradshaw or Mike Tirico or Jim Nantz is interviewing him and he says, you know, I've accomplished so much. I think it's time to take a step back and spend more time with my family and just announces it right there after the game. But I think in reality, what it'll end up being is he'll decide ahead of time that next year is his final year. That's just my theory.
And just kind of tell some people in his close circle and then
and then announce it during the show. You know what I mean? And there you go. And
I think he'll be back, and I'll tell you why. Because now, granted, he had some rough throws, especially in the first half the other day. But I still think he can throw the ball with velocity that he has. I think that his body is absolutely prepared to go into another season. And I don't think he wants to go out the way that he just went out. He may not go out with a championship. He may not be able to. But I feel like that wasn't – like, he went out with a miss. He can't leave the court with a miss. And that was totally unexpected, what just happened the other day.
Yeah, I wouldn't say only, but it was in large part because their offensive line was just wrecked into that game.
Like you put, though, let's say that he goes the other way with it and is public about it.
Mm-hmm.
You imagine the money and the focus that can be on a Brady's last ride.
Oh, they'll do a second season of that show, and he'll cash in. Yeah, absolutely.
And have a behind-the-scenes sort of thing and all – I mean, that I think he would capitalize on that. And what he does in doing that is he actually, not marginalized, that's the wrong word, but he tightens his circle even more. Like, he'll bring a camera person in to just his small circle.
Yeah.
And say, like, show people this is how he rides so narrow.
Like, if you thought you got a little bit of a storybook movie-style ending with Ben Roethlisberger walking down the tunnel with his family, you'll get 6 months of that from Tom Brady.
Right, yeah. And it's just him and Guerrero the whole time.
Yes.
And you're waiting for something more. You're waiting for it to expand, and it's not. It's just
him.
Brady on this solo ride through the end of 1 year.
Yeah, I could totally see that. Hey, if you missed anything today, the conversations about Keith Butler and Mike Tomlin, Jason Lockenfora at 8:30, Brad Spielberger at 8, Jeff Hathorn back at 7, Shelby Cassese, not vocally acknowledging her thought that Jimmy G is a good-looking man, but certainly, if you watched on the YouTube or on the live video stream, you saw how she feels.
Well, she knows.
Any of that, you rewind on your Odyssey app, and you can go back anything you may have missed in the last 24 hours, plus, of course, podcasts of everything, all your music, all your news, all your sports there in your Odyssey app. Tomorrow, we will have Ray Fittipaldo. We'll talk to him about all these issues revolving around the Steelers and what he thought of that historic divisional round and the conference championships coming up as well. And Doug Whaley for the entire 9 o'clock hour as well. But we wrap up today's show with the epic ending. It's presented to you by New Flow Men's Health and by Pittsburgh Pain Management.
All right, I learned January 25th, 1988, 34 years ago today, this happened.
Stopped by Miller, goes ahead, Lane's on the other wing. He finds
it. Oh! 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 Yeah! Send it in, Jerome!
That's when basketball and college basketball was fun. From ESPN, Bill Raftery on the call, Jerome Lane's back-breaking dunk, and I was that close. I was sitting on the other basket support. I was on the other end of the floor as a little young whippersnapper, like 12-year-old kid, and he broke the other basket. But what a moment in the field house. What a venue. What a place. What a conference. What a time. That was another pro team in town at the time, it felt like, and those guys were legends. And that night, it just thundered through the field house, and it was something else. I'll never forget it. 34 years later, I was like 11 years old, and man, I could vividly see it right now. And just people didn't know how to react. They went bonkers.
It was insane. Back in the days when busting up backboards was like the baddest thing you could do on the planet. Matt, What'd you learn today?
I learned that I am more convinced than ever that Sean Payton is going to leave for this TV job for Fox Sports. It makes just a ton of sense for him to do so. They're no quarterback. They're way over the cap. Making more money there in TV, I would not be surprised at all.
Nope. So, yeah, I guess they'll put him on, like, the number one Fox team, maybe, with Joe Buck. And yeah. That'd be something.
By the way, did you see the guy on piano? I saw it on Instagram yesterday. That plays the NBC theme, the CBS theme, the Fox theme, and the ESPN one. You got to find it. It's incredible. Huh. He's just playing it, and he ranks them.
Oh, okay.
But he was doing it on the piano.
Nice.
Yes. Oh, it was something.
Nice.
He had a Packers hat on.
Oh. Like A-Rod.
Right.
Even though A-Rod.
That was fixed, right?
Totally. Got confirmation of that over the weekend. I learned... We talk about Greg Finley. You hear us reference him sometimes. He's the overnight producer on our sister station, 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA. He's one of those people that likes to dress up his dog. I saw a photo on social media this morning. His dog looks like it's just mortified. As it's dressed up in some sort of fuzzy getup, I don't know, to go out in the snow.
Is this his idea to do this?
I'm not going down that path. I'll ask Finley tomorrow or Thursday when I see him. But
if you like to dress up your dog, I've got no time for you unless you're a really good looking woman.
Well, Greg Finley is not a really good looking woman.
Just so. Where it is.
Prediction time.
I predict a name will get confirmed, not by the team, but from sources and by reporters of someone who interviewed for the Steelers defensive coordinator position from outside the organization.
Okay. Another
today.
One? Like a new one to the
yes.
job? Okay.
Yes.
Interesting. Matt?
This is really going out on a limb here, but I'm going to say a big Sidney Crosby night tonight. I think he gets 3 points.
Yeah?
Yep.
Does Evan Rodriguez get on the board? Off the schneid, as they say.
Maybe an assist. I don't think he gets a goal.
My prediction, Barry Bonds, this is a pretty rock solid prediction. I think I'm not going out on a limb here. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens will continue to be denied entry into the Hall of Fame today, because they were jerks to people, not because they cheated or because they lied or because they lied about cheating, but simply because they were jerks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.